Welcome to the programme. Myanmar's junta has admitted carrying out airstrikes that have killed at least 100 people. The attack happened on the village of Basiji in Sanjiang province and is one of the junta's deadliest since it seized power in 2021. The UN's human rights chief says he's horrified by the attacks. Volker Turk said school children performing dances at an event held by opponents of the junta are thought to be amongst the victims. Tony Cheng is following events for us from neighbouring Bangkok. And Tony, a startling admission, sort of, yet despite the facts as we know them, no sign of remorse for the civilian casualties or sort of any casualties for that matter from the junta.
Absolutely none at all. We saw the statement made by Major General Zorman Tun broadcast on state television last night. He said that, yes, we launched the airstrike. We acknowledge that PDF terrorists were killed during the airstrikes. He went on to say that there was evidence of some wearing uniforms, but many were wearing what he called civilian uniforms. He also said that some of the deaths weren't caused, according to information received by the military, by their airstrikes alone, that there was an ammunition dump nearby maintained by the rebel militia that was fighting against the military. And he said they had also laid landmines in the area that could have caused many more deaths. We, however, have seen no evidence of that. The information that we've seen on social media, in videos, and also first-hand accounts we've got from first responders at the scene suggest this was a mainly civilian event, that it was held to celebrate the opening of this administration building that had been open to deal with social welfare and the village affairs of the neighbouring areas, that outside there had been tables laid out for the event, and there were many children there. And that is certainly the images that have been shown on social media, some of which are included in this report, but a warning that some viewers may find those images very disturbing.
Smoke rises in the aftermath of an airstrike on Basiji village in northern Myanmar. More than 100 people had gathered for the opening of an administration building, including many women and children. The junta in Naypyidaw sees buildings like this as legitimate military targets as it tries to tighten its hold on the country 2 years after seizing power. At 7:45 in the morning, fighter jets attacked. They were followed by MI-35 helicopter gunships. The initial death toll hard to gauge, many of the bodies disfigured in the attack, and rescue efforts hampered when the gunships returned.
We had to stop rescuing people and retrieving bodies as they came back with the helicopter at around 1 p.m. and attacked again. Three rescue workers died in the attack. Now that the helicopter is gone, we are resuming retrieving the bodies.
The attack seems to be one of the worst since the military coup of 2021, and an indication that Myanmar's military sees little difference between military and civilian targets.
We strongly condemn this kind of atrocities by the military against the civilians. We call that this constitutes is a war crime by the military because it's a violation of the Geneva Convention targeting the civilians, and it's a part of the military strategies to attack on the communities of the people.
At the Armed Forces Day parade last month, the military highlighted its air power. Jets and helicopters have been used increasingly to attack militias resisting military rule around the country. But the generals who command them seem unconcerned by the civilians being caught in the crossfire. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Bangkok.
Air power has become increasingly important and used far more often by the military since the military coup, because their troops are getting bogged down on the ground all over the country, on the eastern border, on the western border, and up in the north. But targeted sanctions by the United States, by the United Kingdom and other nations, particularly trying to stop the type of fuel that these fighter jets are using, doesn't appear to be working. There are neighbouring countries in this region very happy to sell jet fuel to Myanmar's military, and we've seen no falling back of use of airstrikes. In fact, in the last couple of days, the Myanmar military planes have hit areas in Chin State in the west, this attack, and there have been flybys on the eastern border as well. So those don't appear to be working. I think the insistence from the military, as we heard in their statement last night, that these are legitimate military targets suggests that this isn't the last time that a tragedy like this will happen.
Tony Cheng in Bangkok, thanks for the update.